Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting second. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Stein. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Batting sixth. The DH, Wayne Nordhagen. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jim Essien. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Chris Knapp. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The right fielder, Tom Paquette. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Andy Hosler. And now, play ball. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister moves to second. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bannister moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bannister scores. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Brett reaches second base with a double. Lemon throws the ball into Bell, who tags Brett trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cowens. Dent reaches second base with a double. Nordhagen moves to third. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Essien reaches second base with a double. Nordhagen scores. Dent scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Roger Nelson now pitching. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Essien moves to third. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stein is hit by the pitch. Lemon moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Essien scores. Lemon scores. Stein moves to second. It's 5-0, White Sox. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Essien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Nordhagen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nordhagen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Nordhagen hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Essien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bannister strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paquette moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paquette scores. Brett moves to second. It's 5-1, White Sox. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. McRae moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. McRae scores. Mayberry moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Francisco Barrios now pitching. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson hits a fly ball into left field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hairston, who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Mayberry scores. Cowens goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 5, Royals, 5. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Stein hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 2 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Ewing pinch hits for Wayne Nordhagen. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing hits a line drive into right field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dent hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McRae takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stinson hits a line drive towards first. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Essien hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Stein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Stein hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. White strikes out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 2 in the game. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Potek. The throw from Essien and he is out, Dent applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 3 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Little now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Broemer pinch hits for Kevin Bell. Ralph Garr pinch runs for Lamar Johnson. Jack Broemer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broemer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Broemer for the out. Garr moves to second. One out. Steve Mingori now pitching. Brian Downing pinch hits for Sam Ewing. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0 for 3 in the game. Hairston hits a fly ball into center field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Spencer now playing first base. Jack Broemer now playing second base. Bill Stein now playing third base. Terry Forster now pitching. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Broemer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stein fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McRae moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McRae moves to third. Mayberry moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. Mayberry moves to third. It's 6-5, Royals. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Bob Stinson. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Al Cowens now playing right field. Buck Martinez now catching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Dent hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Essien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Essien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Essien hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pat Kelly pinch runs for Jim Essien. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Bannister hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.